Hi there. The word for you today is on divine guidance. In 2 Corinthians 1 verse 10, the New Living Translation, Paul writes, "We have placed our confidence in him, and he will continue to rescue us." Let me read to you what Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8 through 10, and I quote, "We think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in Asia. We were crushed and overwhelmed. We thought we would never live through it. In fact, we expected to die. But as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God, who raises the dead. And he did rescue us from mortal danger, and he will rescue us again." For Paul, what looked like the end of the road was just the beginning of a fresh infusion of God's power and favor into his life. As a result, he went on to say that through it all, he learned not to trust in himself, but in God who, quote, raises the dead. It's when your plans look dead that God's resurrection power begins to operate in your life in greater measure. Look, as long as you have a loving Heavenly Father to call on, and a word from the Lord to stand on, and faith to activate it, you have every reason to rejoice. So come on, start calling on God today and start trusting him, and do it in faith, not doubt. Expect him to release his power in your behalf. Then stand back and watch as he turns your situation around. Why? Because now you're starting to trust the one who can really do something about it. Look, always remember that no matter how strong, skilled, or successful you may be, there will never be a time in your life when you don't need God's strength, God's grace, and God's guidance. And the sooner you learn that, the better off you will be. And that is the word for you today.